I invite you to prepare your hearts to be a spirit of prayer. All that stuff that you're worrying about, you know, paying the bills, paying off Christmas, who's sick, who's not, the leak in the basement, all of those worries that we have, you know. Let's just let them go for a minute. Just let them go. And open your heart to the presence of the living Christ. Let's pray together. Precious and almighty God, we are so stubborn. Had you noticed? We try so hard to do it all on our own. We try so hard to be the big shot, to be the one who knows the answers, to be the one who gets it right. Forgive us. Because without you, we can never be right. And so what we pray this day is that you would simply help us to receive what it is that you are offering. Your Son, Jesus Christ. And along with that, salvation and freedom and eternal life and joy and mercy and goodness and kindness. Life is so much better when we live the way that you would have us live. Thank you that we know that does not mean doing everything perfectly. Lord knows, you know, that we would never make it if that were the case. But what you require of us is simply to trust you, is simply to give you everything that we have. And then, once all that is out of the way, to listen to our heart, because that's where you speak. To take what it is that's left, what's real, all that you've burned away, to take that, because that's when the going gets good. That's when we can truly make a difference in your world. That's when we can serve you. That's when we can know you. But it's hard. So we need your help. God, I thank you for this church. I thank you for every person who is here this day as we worship you together. I thank you for all those who have not been able to come but are at home, maybe listening to a sermon on the radio or reading or thinking about you. Bless us all. Bless this wonderful, wonderful church. May we continue to be your church in this community in new and exciting ways, ways that perhaps we've not thought of before, so that people who are so lost because of all the things that get in the way would be able to know you, to love you, and to spend eternity with you. Thank you, God. As we continue to worship, we pray that you would just fill our minds with what it is that you would have our minds filled with, that you would show us ways to go out into this world and walk and make a difference and to know that it's not about what's good for us, but it's all about what's good for our brothers and sisters. Show us how to live in that way. Show us how to live by the prayer that you taught us so very long ago, and yet that we pray brand new today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.